All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and start the show, if you'd like. If you'd like, it's up to you. Thank you for coming out, braving the tears from heaven. I know they burn. Okay, here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I almost missed it. Oh my
God.
Welcome to Stab here at Lunas Cafe. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Okay, wonderful. Please welcome to the stage. First, Danielle Mandela, right there, very close. She's going to sit close to me. It's cold.
Stab.
Right in bitch, we've got Chad Bogard right in the middle there. And at the end, we have the very funny, lovely, talented, and special Jesse Jones. Very good. Hey guys, welcome. Welcome to Stab. We have a new intro song.
It's nice.
It's probably illegal to use. I think we've stolen
until somebody tells us to stop.
It's a good cease and desist. Yeah. It's kind of our way of testing if we're big enough.
Yeah.
If we're getting out there. I don't know if that's true or not. Welcome, energetic crowd. Thank you for being here. We were in San Francisco last night. And we feel like you guys look right now, which is great. We feel great. We have three contestants here. Danielle Mandela filling in on 24 hours notice or less.
What's up?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Danielle. Thank
you. How are
you?
Does anyone ever ask you that?
No. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
All right, guys. Well, Danielle, I don't know if you knew this about yourself, but... I don't know if you guys knew this about Danielle. She actually created the website Hot or Not. She did. Oh. She did. Wow. She's a millionaire. Thank you for taking time out of your...
Right?
I don't know.
It shows,
is
right?
That even a website anymore? Hot or Not? Hot
just
or
the
Not?
The way of life, really.
Hot or Not. Right. Chad Bogard, look at you. You.
Me. Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Speaking of that microphone, I know you're new here.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get it really close to me.
Chad, thank you for being here. It's your first time on the show?
Yes, it is.
Chad, thank you for being here. I don't know if you knew this about Chad Bogard. His grandfather is Humphrey Bogart. Weird. Even though it's Bogard, it's Humphrey Bogart. It's marriage. It's my marriage. It just happened.
Let's go with that.
He's related to. So thank you for being here, and I hope you do well. But we'll see.
So do I.
Ah, man, this is neat. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Woo!
Wow.
Energy.
You look great.
Thanks.
Are you wearing the same clothes from last night?
No.
Lies.
It's not.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. I don't know if you knew this about Jesse. Something about a Sheryl Crow song. I've been saying things about Sheryl Crow. I don't know if you knew this. Jesse Jones, he was once married to Lance Armstrong. There it is. Did I just hear a meow?
What? Nothing.
Yeah. What was that? Was that your phone?
I've got AV for one of my bits.
I thought I heard a kitten. All right, guys, let's play. Let's play Stab. Can we play Stab? You bet we can. Danielle.
Yes.
Mandela.
Yes.
This first segment is called This Was Today Once and You're First. On this date, 1912, New Mexico is admitted to the Union as the 47th U.S. state. Also on this date, 1975, The Wheel of Fortune debuts on NBC TV. How did you celebrate these events combined?
I don't know much about New Mexico, so I went online to try and learn a little bit, and it was pretty interesting, but there's like definitely some gaps in the information. Like... I learned that there was a lot of famous people from New Mexico, like Ennis Hopper and John Enver. Thank you. Their state phrase or their motto is Crescat Yundo, which of course in English means rose.
What's happening?
Really? And there was all kinds of information about what happened before and after, such as the housing market crash landing in Roswell. Clearly no one watches Wheel of Fortune anymore.
Oh.
Never mind. I guys see. Don't deserve the rest.
No, keep going. No, keep going.
No, that was it. It just says I got bored and I went to a marathon of Home Improvement after that.
Very good, Danielle.
Thank you.
Danielle, very good. Chad Bogard.
Yes, Bogard.
On this date, 1971, Berkeley chemists announced the first synthetic growth hormones. Did you know that? You know what else? On this very date, 1929, Mother Teresa arrives in Calcutta, India, to begin her work among India's poorest and sick people. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned in tandem?
Well, I chose to celebrate this particular date by watching one of my favorite movies, Million Dollar Arm 2, Electric Boogaloo, the story of disgraced baseball player Harry Hans, who travels to India to inject all the teenage boys in a village with human growth hormone to create the next great Major League Baseball player. This experiment results in the creation of Vishnu Martinez, a six-armed, three-faced relief pitcher who can throw from both sides, three angles, and with the three faces, he has an incredible pickoff move. However, the movie ends tragically when Vishnu Martinez eats some bad curry chicken and has a reaction to the HGH and grows to 50 feet in height, at which point Harry Hans sacrifices himself by overdosing on HGH and is possessed by the soul of an elephant god, elephant-headed god, and Harry Hans then defeats Vishnu Martinez in the river during the crocodile festival. And that's how I always celebrate this date.
Just watching that.
I love that movie.
On loop.
I watch it every year on this date.
Very good. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad. Yeah, you could clap. You could clap. All right. Jesse, are you ready?
Sure, why not?
On this date, 1994, Nancy Kerrigan is clubbed in the knee at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Detroit. Also on this very date, 2000, Celia, the last Pyrenean Ibex. Pyrenean? Was that good? Pyrenean? Thank you. Pyrenean Ibex. Was found dead after a tree landed on her. The last one. A tree landed on her. How did you do things about this?
Yes, John. This is quite the anniversary for assaulting strong, beautiful, graceful young females with blunt objects, isn't it? Damn it, John, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm honestly asking right now, because sometimes I truly wonder. Do you seek out these kind of horrific things, or are they somehow magically drawn to the sad, empty pit that festers inside you, a void left by the absence of your immortal soul when it escaped from your body upon your rejection of Jesus Christ and his teachings?
Yeah.
There's something terribly wrong with you. I mean, if you found somewhere in your research for the show that, say, the great kitten drowning of 1712 just happened to fall on the same day that a tour bus full of orphans died in a carnival fire, would you just be doubled over in a giggle fit for like 15 solid minutes?
Maybe.
How about this? What if I told you that on this day in 1878, the last Fluff Snuggle, a breed of boneless puppy, that would eat sadness and fart wishes, was torn apart by a pack of crocodiles, rendering the entire species forever extinct, while also on this day in 1403, the inventor of hugs was kicked to death by an angry mob? How fucking hard are you right now? So what did I do in honor of these two terrible, horrific acts against femininity? Well, apparently I sat around inventing even more horrific things. and then somehow managing to blame it all on you. Why? Why?
Very, very good. All of you, very good. This next segment's called the Top 5 Google Searches of. The show's still called Stab, even now. Please compose the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of America. If America were a person, what would he or she search on Google? We'll do one at a time. We'll start with you, Danielle.
America.
Search
America. He Googled his own name.
Of
we
course.
All do that.
All, yeah, that's good call. Narcissistic America.
Mari Povich memes.
Okay.
My first. Can I put cheese on that?
Danielle, your second.
Best stain remover for blood on your hands.
America.
How to be a guest on Mari Povich show.
I don't want to be a dick or nothing. But shouldn't Budweiser be the president of beers?
Danielle.
Zen and the art of masturbation. Mm.
Christopher Columbus.
If the sun's supposed to be a star, why ain't it pointy?
How do I know if I'm gay?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Student love. Self-searching. I see.
Does the rest of the world call soccer football just to fuck with me?
Topless photos of Vladimir Putin.
George Washington, you are not the father.
Very good.
My fifth. When will we know, as a nation, when we got her done?
That was the top 5 Google searches of the good old U.S. of A. This next segment is called Reorganization, a fan favorite. Take these existing acronym, this existing acronym, and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In celebration of all those white terrorists taking over Mahler National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, today's acronym is BLM. BLM. What does it now mean to you? Bureau of Land Management. That's what I use. Okay. BLM.
BLM is a new weekly trending hashtag that stands for Bitch Lies Mondays. Roommate swore he didn't drink my beer, but I just found him passed out in a pile of vomit and PBR cans. Hashtag BLM. The boss promised I would have Thanksgiving off, so she fired me on Halloween. Hashtag BLM.
Very good. Chad?
That was a little true.
This actually happened. Yeah. I'm very sorry.
Have you ever wanted to see your dead aunt triple power bombed at the viewing? Have you ever wanted to have your brother shooting star pressed into his coffin or have your father F-fied into his grave? Call BLM, Brock Lesnar Mortuaries, for all your ringside funeral needs. Have the Beast Incarnate send your relatives to the Beast Infernal. Have your loved ones buried by the man who buried The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Contact Brock Lesnar Mortuaries GM Paul Heyman today for your appointment.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Woo!
Got my hands full of clap.
Jesse.
Yeah.
This show's going really fast.
I'm going to slow it right the fuck down.
BLM, what does it mean to you?
Well, BLM is the abbreviation for all three books in T.L. Shepard's murder mystery novel trilogy. Starring plucky diner detective Allison Dynamo, a character which author Shepard admits she shares more than a few traits with and often uses her real life for inspiration. Book one, breakfast, lunch, murder. In BLM 1, we're introduced to waitress by day, amateur sleuth by night, Allison Dynamo. Allison has an English degree and dreams of one day teaching English in France or maybe Spain, and also paying off her student loans. And someone at table three winds up murdered, and through a series of clues left on napkins, Allison helps capture the murderer and starts dating a nice guy named Tim, who usually comes into the diner once a week and signs his bills with a smiley face. Book two, Bacon Lettuce Murder. Allison Dynamo and Tim Kindly have been going out for a couple weeks, and Allison thinks things are going pretty well until Tim freaks out when Allison suggests maybe moving some of her things into his apartment. Also, Allison's shift manager is strangled under mysterious circumstances, but Allison soon uncovers a sad life of being mean to subordinates that led to her boss's mostly justified homicide. And finally, the thrilling conclusion, book three, Box Leftovers. Murder. Where all the loose ends from BLM 1 and BLM 2 are wrapped up, Allison dumps Tim because she really didn't need him anyway, and starts to wonder if maybe it was co-worker and best friend Jennifer Blush that she was really meant to be with this whole time.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Allison foils a plot to poison the president's eggs Benedict through quick thinking, hard work, and believing in herself. The BLM trilogy are T.L. Shipley's first completed novels, and she is currently seeking representation.
That was reorganization.
Mm.
Yeah. This next segment is called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. Please have composed the dating profiles from the perspective of the following. Danielle, you were to write a dating profile from the perspective of a jelly donut.
Yep.
Jelly donut.
Self-summary. Proud of my one endless curve. It's what's inside that counts. I spend most of my time thinking about what other kind of jelly you might be able to inject me with. Winky face with a tongue sticking out. Six things I couldn't live without.
I get it.
Over-eager stepdads. Casual business meetings. Mobile blood drive trucks. Used car dealership lobbies, AA meetings, and local morning show green rooms. Looking for a big, probably oversized heart, and a wide open mouth for mutual mastication. 420 friendly. No diabetics, please. Trust me, it never works out. On a typical Friday night, I'm kind of hard to track down. Mostly, I'm a morning person. You might be able to find me way down on Broadway at that one place that's next to the Save Mart, but it's kind of a long drive and that area is kind of sketchy at night. It's probably just best to wait till Saturday morning. But if you see anyone that looks like me hanging out in the bakery at Safeway, don't be fooled. That imposter is full of shit. You should message me if you're on your way to a church function. If it's 6 a.m. on Saturday and you have no good reason to be awake, but you're up now, so fuck it. And if you just found 87 cents in your couch.
Very good. The jelly donut. The jizz-filled jelly donut. That's what you're alluding to, right? Okay, good. That's the name of this episode. I'm deeming it that. Chad, write a dating profile from the perspective of the ghost of Christmas past.
As seen on eHarmony. David Johansson, Purgatory, Colorado. Thing I'm most passionate about, bringing up shit that embarrassed you in high school and college. Most important thing I'm looking for, someone who did lots of embarrassing shit in high school and college. About me, occupation, let's say therapist. Ethnicity, white. White as a ghost. Age, string table error ID, int value exceeds expected parameter. Religion. I don't know what to believe now. Let's just go with agnostic. Height. Depends. What did you do? Drinks. I wish I could. Alcohol goes right through me. Once kids. That's how I got here, so no. Smokes. Only when angry. But I prefer to call it ethereal mist. And sorry, no photograph. I predate photography, and it's really hard to upload oil paintings to eHarmony.
Very good. Chad Bogart. Good job. Jesse Jones. Uh-huh. You were writing a dating profile from the perspective of Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
This was a Zoosk.com profile. Username, Oot and a Boot 67. Age, 149. Sign, Cancer. Height, 9,984,670 square kilometers. Ethnicity, white, Caucasian. Body type, stout. Story. Well, you know, what's there to say, you know? My neighbor likes to tell people I'm pretty boring and uptight, eh? But I don't know what's boring about manners, you know? I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty wild guy, you know? I mean, yeah, my mom's still a big part of my life and all, you know? But it's not a bad thing, right? Heck, I can party down and get funky with the best of them, you know? As long as I'm in bed by 8:30, so I can get up at 3 or so to feed the elk, you know? Perfect match. Oh, I don't know, you know. I'm mostly just looking for someone who appreciates unspoiled beauty and vast sprawling wilderness, because kind of all about that, you know. Not to brag or nothing, you know, but I speak a little French. So, you know, it'd be nice if you could too, you know. If it's not too much bother. Ideal date. Well, you know. We could probably share a plate of gravy and cheese slathered fries, you know. And maybe, I don't know, we could talk about manners, you know. And our feelings about them and our experiences, good or bad, you know. Then we could compliment each other on our manners, you know. Then we could graciously accept those compliments without, you know, trying not to sound too prideful, you know. Then we could share a ride on public transport back to where it was we each individually live, you know? And then maybe text each other when we got home to make sure the other one got home okay, too. Or, you know, we could just skip all that altogether and fuck on an elk. Yep. You know? Your call.
The dating profiles of the fictional and or non-fictional. Mmm. This last segment of the first show. It's called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles we made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles with cast, please. Danielle, the name of your movie makeup was Pumps or Heels? Pumps or Heels?
From the team that brought you The Jinx and Amy, this heartbreaking documentary exposes the dirty underworld of the Malaysian sweatshops through the eyes of Tino, the country's most revolutionary child laborer. Born into a sweatshop from an early age, Tino recognized the indignities surrounding his existence every day. After his mother and two sisters each lost their feet in a tragic handmade high heel quality assurance test, Tino watched them struggle to crawl through the dirt floor factory every day on their hands and knees. From then on, he was determined to find a way to ensure they were not crawling in vain. Tino spent hours, weeks, and months praying for an answer to fall from the sky, because he was unaware that the internet had existed for nearly 3 decades. Cameras were with him as one day he was rummaging through the dumpster for his weekly meal and uncovered a dog-eared copy of Vogue magazine that would change his life forever with an article titled Pumps, Sturdy, Sexy Footwear for the New York Businesswoman Trying to Have It All. Knowing that his mother and sisters would have settled for having feet, let alone having it all, he knew immediately what he must do. He would spend the rest of his short indentured life lobbying for a sweatshop worker's right to choose the style of ostentatious women's footwear that they would be forced to manufacture and test, so that one day his wife and daughters might be able to choose pumps or heels. Narrated by Tom from Tom's Shoes.
That was really good and very sad. No, very, very good. Very good. It's a documentary. Good job, Danielle.
Thank you.
Chad. The Legend of the Legend of Sour Cream and Chives. That's the name of your movie, and I apologize. Go ahead.
The Legend of Sour Cream and Chives is the only movie of its genre, Irish Western. The movie opens as Sour Cream decides to move his family out west after the dairy farm goes belly up. Sour Cream's son Chives is a cute little spud, a real chip off the old block. The family settles in out west and puts down roots. One day, while Sour Cream and Chives are out hunting on Ruffles Ridge, the Idaho tribe attacks the family home. The tribe is vicious. Their victims have their eyes removed and then are boiled and mashed. Sour Cream and Chives swear revenge and go after the russet-skinned savages. They butter up some local gunslingers to help them out. But their plan is almost foiled when early winter strikes and a blight leaves them starving in the wilderness. The movie ends with Sour Cream and Chives avenging their family in an intense gun battle that is not to be missed. The only drawback to this film is the narration by Don Rickles. Using him was really a half-baked idea. So make sure to watch out for The Legend of Sour Cream and Chives. Kind of cheesy, a bit flaky, but definitely an instant classic. Just add milk and water.
Very good, Chad Bogard. The Legend of Sour Cream and Chives. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Needs a second microphone for this. The name of your movie is called Cat Gander.
Yeah.
Cat Gander. Let's hear it.
Well, Cat Gander is actually a YouTube channel hosted by Roanoke, North Carolina resident Kevin Nichols, username PussFan81742. On his channel, Kevin celebrates all things feline and often highlights some of his favorite cat friends. I actually have an excerpt from his latest episode, released 2 days ago, titled Pussy Peeping, Volume 7, Episode 14. In it, he shows a series of pictures of various cats along with their names and breeds. Let's take a listen. And I just want to say, I got to preface this. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever done. And that says a lot. See if we can make this work. Mr. Whiskers, American Shorthair. Kissy Toes, Egyptian Mao. Little Miss Sassy, Turkish Angora. Go back a little bit. Hold on.
I think it's worth noting that your pinky has been out this whole time.
Well, because it would block the speaker. So, all right. I left off on Little Miss Sassy. Okay. Fluff Nut Butter Socks. Manx. Princess Prancy, English short hair. Cuddle Pie, Russian Blue. Squishy Bottom Love Monster, Burmese. Hold on.
Please be more. Please be more of this.
This goes on for a full 15 minutes. And at the time of this show, the Cat Gander YouTube channel has over 200 episodes just like these. And over 240,000 subscribers.
Very good. That's the end of the first episode of Stab. One more time for everyone you've seen tonight. Daniel Mandela, Chad Bogard, and Jesse Jones. Thank you, guys. If you'd like to hear more Stab, please go to SoundCloud, iTunes, do whatever. Just go on the internet, subscribe to the show. We'll be right back with the second show. All right.